Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
It took so long to change my mind. I thought it was a game.
Welcome back. 17 till the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and one for my new book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Ted Fishman's our guest, our good friend, longtime member of our Brain Trust, one of the great members we have. He's the author of China Inc. If you don't have this book, you gotta get it. I promise you it will open your eyes. Shock of Gray will do the same thing, totally different topic. China Inc. is pretty intuitive. Shock of Gray is all about the aging of the population and how, and what that demographic, those demographic shifts are, is what's it going to do to the global economy and to society, to human beings around the world. Ted, thanks again for hanging out with us. I know you. We're talking, folks, about retirement. We're talking about some of the shocking reality of retirement in the 21st century, retirement planning especially, but also actual retirement. Ted, before you get into your stats, I want to throw out a couple of quick, one myth and one stealth, what I call a stealth benefit of being a small business owner. One of the big things that we tell ourselves, Ted, when we don't fund a retirement plan, but we put that money into new inventory or buying new equipment or a new marketing plan or some new strategy to grow the business, we tell ourselves, I'm investing in myself. I'm investing in my business. It's better than Wall Street because I got control of this, and one day this will make my business worth more, and when I sell it, I can turn that into a return. And guess what, Ted? That happens sometimes. More often than not, it doesn't happen.
Yeah.
One of the reasons is, by the time you retire, you've been in your business, you've operated that business model for quite a while, and that model is no longer good. Now, here's the thing that saves it sometimes. This is the stealth benefit. If you can own the real estate where your business is and buy it and make payments on it, take a mortgage out on it, and pay yourself rent from the business like you'd pay a landlord, as in the form of payments, maybe even more than that, maybe you can even make some income off of it in 20 years. Now you own the business instead of your landlord. I mean, the real estate instead of your landlord owning the real estate. And Ted, I don't know how many times I've seen where the family's business was worth nothing, but the real estate was worth millions in 30 years. What do you think?
Yeah, that's powerful. I agree with that. And, you know, that's a strategy where small businesses can mimic lots of the strategies of big real estate rich businesses. Sears stock went up almost 30% when they said they were going to use their property for other purposes. You know,
right,
it's
right.
You know,
other than
a
retail,
company,
right,
that for every other reason ought to be retired.
That's exactly right. So anyway, but now you've got some stats that I wanted you to tell us about.
Yeah, you know, so here's some things that I think parallel the growth of small business, and one is that 72% of Americans think that they should have started earlier, and you know they really can't. But you know, you can't blame yourself too much because the structure of your retirement has a lot to do with whether you save. If you give yourself a plan for retirement and you actually structure your savings, you will do far better. And even people with minimal plans do far better than people with no plan. People who have a minimal approach to retirement, that they're just putting something away, will on average save three times as much as people with the same income who don't have that plan. So it's really, really important to have that plan. And just dovetailing on what you said about property, you know, a lot of people think about their retirement as something that's underpinned or supported by the value of their homes.
Yeah.
And this is true for a lot of people. This is kind of where they believe their savings is. It's in their home. But if you're a small business person, the temptation to borrow against your home is also quite strong. So you have to think deep and hard about what you're borrowing against in order to support your business, because you might be giving up the one, you know, true treasure in your.
But you know, I've also just stick one thing in there. If you own your own real estate, you've been paying down on a mortgage, you've been servicing the debt, and you wind up with some equity, not more than one company, Ted, has been able to use that equity when times got tough to leverage at the bank to help them ride through a tough time. And
that's true.
And let me give you a quick example that was huge. Ford Motor Company did that. That's the reason Ford Motor Company didn't have to take any money from the government. They mortgaged the businesses that had been paid for, the real estate had been paid for 90 years.
Isn't that a great illustration?
Yeah.
So if you are taking money out on your home, think about what you're putting it into. Is it something ephemeral, or is it something more durable, like property for your business?
Mm-hmm.
And then I just thought I would go through, what you might get if you manage to save $1 million for retirement, which isn't a huge amount.
Right.
If you've been saving for decades,
right.
You probably should get close to $1 million. And, when you save for retirement, you're not just living off the income. You're usually drawing it down, too. And, the rule of thumb is to take out 5%. And if you have been taking out 5% for the last decade, you would be giving yourself, in addition to the Social Security or whatever, around $4,200 a month. But it also depends on really where you have the money. If you balanced your money more in higher risk investments like the stock market, then you would have $1.2 million still in savings with the draw. So I think it's really important for people to think about where they're putting their retirement money. They have to have it in some areas where advisors. Yeah,
that's a big concern.
I just want to finish where advisors think they're. You have to have some of the money in places that will return more than the most safe investments like bonds, which have really returned nothing.
A blended system.
Longer than you might than you think you might be able to tolerate.
When we come back. Ted used to be on the Chicago mercantile market. He was a trader there for a number of years, and so he knows his stuff. When we come back, I'm going to ask him where he thinks you should be putting your money. Stay with us, 10 till.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.